Welcome to the Beacon Podcast. I'm your host, Angie Sura, VP of Compliance with Navigate HCR. Each month, we will be navigating the seas of compliance trends and topics. So grab a life vest, sit back, and enjoy the ride. Hello and welcome to today's episode of The Beacon. In today's episode, we're going to dive into all of the healthcare reform notices that an employer needs to distribute to employees each year. Let's dive right in and review each of these notices. IRS Form 1095B and C. These forms are for those that have 50 or more full-time equivalent employees, or any size if you have a self-insured health plan. You're probably familiar with these forms. The IRS requires distribution of these forms by January 31st each year for all employees who were ever benefit eligible at any time during the year. Since the requirement in 2015, the IRS has often extended that January 31st due date, but it's always important to plan for a traditional due date of January 31st. This is the only notice that we're going to review today that has a size requirement. These next notices do not have any size requirement. The Health Insurance Exchange Notice. This notice has been around since 2015, and is a requirement by the Department of Labor that all new employees be given this notice within the first 14 days of hire. Now, it doesn't matter if you're hiring a full-time, a part-time, a seasonal, any type of employee, you must provide them with this notice. Now, there are two different notices. One if you provide a group health plan, and one if you do not offer a group health plan. So make sure to choose the right notice. Next is Summary of Benefits and Coverage, also known as an SBC. This is that 14-page document that outlines medical plan coverages like deductibles, copays, and it cites several examples of how your coverage works. This document must be provided to group health plan participants at specified times, such as prior to their initial enrollment, at renewal, within 90 days of a special enrollment, and within 7 days of a request. Along with the SBC is the Uniform Glossary. This must also be given as well. A notice of modification must be provided to group health plan participants no later than 60 days prior to the effective date of a material plan or coverage change. Often, this is done as a summary of material modification. An example would be when the carrier has changed, or perhaps the plan itself changed from a $500 deductible to a $1,000 deductible. And something as simple as change to a policy or contract number must be documented and distributed in this manner. Disclosure of grandfathered status. If a plan is considered grandfathered, a notice is required to plan participants. A grandfathered plan is a health plan that was in place before March 23rd of 2010. These plans might not include certain benefits or protections under the Affordable Care Act. It is important to note that if a plan made certain significant changes that reduce benefits or increased costs to consumers, it would lose its grandfathered status. Notice of patient protections must also be distributed annually to all group health plan participants for health plans that require that a primary care provider is designated. This notice must be provided no later than the first day of the plan year. And last but not least is Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute Fees, also known as PCORI. Now, although there's nothing specific that needs to be distributed to employees, it's important to note that this is a required filing for employers with a self-funded health plan. Fees are due each year by July 31st and filed with the IRS using Form 720. Now, if you have a fully funded benefit plan, this fee is paid by the health insurance carrier. The fee is used to assist through research, patients, clinicians, purchasers, and policymakers in making informed health decisions. Now, originally, this fee was to go away for 2019. The fee has been extended and now must be reported annually through 2029. I hope you enjoyed this episode talking all about healthcare reform notices. If any of these notices do not sound familiar, let us know. We're happy to help. Thanks for joining, and see you next month.